everyone. Welcome back to the Aquila podcast. We're on episode 19, and this week we're going to talk about meal planning. So not as much of the exercise aspect, but more of the nutrition and food aspect, but how to meal prep for the week and how to whatever your goal, your diet goal is, you contort that to what you want to do. So why is it important, a meal plan? Like, what's your thinking of, what do you think a meal plan? What do you think, Randall?
When I think of meal planning, the main way is, or the general way is, like, just having a good idea of what you're going to be eating for the foreseeable future, whether you're thinking a week out, the whole month, either way. But then you start to get into meal prepping right after, if choosing to make food ahead of time is your preference of choice, then you get into meal prepping, which is choosing a day in the week where you make food for the rest of the week or the next couple of weeks, whatever, for your lunch, dinner, maybe even every single meal. But yeah, but when it comes to meal planning, all you have to do is just basically have a general guideline, a plan of what you're going to be eating for the next couple of weeks, maybe the month, even maybe a longer period of time, upwards of 6 months to a year. Just depends on your goal and how much you want to stick to it.
Yeah, it's hard to get into meal prepping. I've done it in the past, and it was hard to get into, but I think it's really worth it. So we'll talk about some of the benefits of that. So I think it's important to meal prep, especially if you have a goal of gaining or losing weight. It allows you to eat your meals in a predetermined size, so you don't overindulge and maybe subconsciously eat more calories than you should have, because it's very easy to do that. Having a collection of well-balanced meals on hand will help you relegate what you eat and help you stay on track with your diet goals. So I think that's really important to make sure you get the right amount of calories you need, the right amount of fats, carbohydrates, and proteins you need for the week. Especially if you want to lose weight and you have a certain amount of calories consumed for that week. So you need to figure out what you want for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So three square meals a day, then you need to prep for that week, like we said. It takes a long time. So I think the best way to do that is you have to find a day in the week that you have the most free time, say on a Saturday or a Sunday, and plan what you want to eat that whole week. For me, I usually don't have much variation at the meal preps, where I don't do as much anymore because I don't leave the house too much because of the pandemic. But when I did, I try to eat the same amount of carbs, proteins, and fats every day. So I try to eat like chicken, rice, and broccoli, something like that. You bake in bulk on I used to do it on a Sunday, bake some chicken on a Sunday, then make three square meals for 5 days a week. Have you done something similar in the past?
To an extent. It's more so I'm more of the picky guy where leftovers is, like, I just prefer my food to be fresh as much as possible, just because I'm picky. Always have been, I'll admit it. So something similar is basically doing what you do, except I'll prep everything out in portions and then cook it the day of. So, like, I'll have all my chickens in, like, their separate portions. I'll have each fillet or each breast ready. And so when the day comes, you could just fry that up. And then whether it's you just kind of measure out the cup of rice you want or the amount of broccoli or veggies you need. But yeah, I'll like have it like planned out, have it so I don't like have to chop anything the day of. So I'll choose one day where I do all the prepping. But as far as the cooking, I'll probably do the day of still, just because, yeah, I need it fresh.
I like to fresh is the best for sure. There's different foods that freeze better. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, and like you said, we're at home more now, so like, it's easier that way, or I have more time to do it that way. But if we were in the office, I probably would have to do it more ahead of time and then eat some leftovers in the office. But we're home, so I choose to just cook it every day.
Yeah, me too. Cook my meals every day, so you don't have to meal prep as often. A lot of people don't really meal prep as much now too, because everyone's teleworking. But another benefit of meal prepping is, like, you can how meal like so if you plan your meals every week and know exactly what you want to buy from the grocery store, you'll save money in the end, because if you organize exactly what you want before going to the store, it helps you not buy food when you actually don't need it. Because when I go to the grocery store, especially if I'm hungry at the grocery store, I pick up more things that I really don't need, thus spending more money. So, like, no more random purchases. As long as you have self-discipline, you can see how much money you save. Because if I go to the grocery store with a list, I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Typically, the healthier food options are actually relatively cheap. Like, if you're, whether you like your ground turkey, your chicken breast, your fish fillets, or whatever the case may be, oftentimes just cooking your food and those food options specifically are actually relatively cheap, unless you get, like, organic stuff like that. That can get pretty expensive. But as long as you're just getting the basic chicken breast, ultimately that's pretty cheap, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. The more organic stuff is definitely expensive, but I don't really pay too much attention to that. But the chicken breast and ground turkey, like you said, and sometimes maybe some ground beef or a steak occasionally, really isn't that bad. And of course, with the vegetables and the rice and other starches or proteins you need, yes, the best is to definitely stay on track with your
list. You know, you'll be limiting how much food you end up wasting, just because you're kind of buying to, and then you kind of portion it out. You're kind of buying exactly what you need, not just buying an ingredient and then you don't know if you're going to use that whole bag or that whole product.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to get the stuff that you might need. You want the stuff that you will need. For sure. Let's move on to the best freezer meals for meal prep. So I think the best, like, if you need a freezer meals for the week, I think the best is, like, beef and broccoli and chicken, and pretty much any chicken dish. Like, chicken's pretty easy to make than freeze, and also soups as well. I don't know if you've done that before.
Yeah, so the general thing I can do, like, if you're like that guy who's in the grocery store and you're either trying to find something new or you don't really know what's good for you, like, the general way you could start off is just, like, look at the nutrition on the frozen food thing and kind of, like, judge it by calories first, because, like, regardless of the macronutrients you're eating, calories is going to be the biggest thing first, and then you trickle down into your macronutrients, then you get into the smaller nutrients involved, but you kind of judge it by the amount of calories, try to add it up into your diet for the whole day, because you don't want to eat all your calories in one meal. So if you're, like, trying to find something new, because I like those quick, easy meals that you get. Sometimes they could be unhealthy for you, sometimes they could be healthy for you. It just depends how big the portion is and how much, like, macronutrients you're getting from it. So kind of just peep at the nutrition. That's a good thing. They're all, like, the thing about frozen foods are the nutrition that covers the whole thing, versus if you're making your own meal at home, you kind of have to, like, play around with the numbers, kind of come up with the amount of calories your meal is on your own based on the ingredients you put into your meal versus it just being given to you. Because when you're, like, making your chicken breast, you're adding all this stuff, the oils, the seasonings, then your rice, you kind of have to add it up yourself. But if you get these, like, pre-packaged frozen meals, like, whatever it says on the box, that's what you're going to be eating.
Yeah, there's different websites out there that you can get, like, a week full of meals that's already frozen, and all you gotta do is microwave it. I forget what it's called.
Yeah.
But that seems like a pretty easy thing. It's for, like, a rate of how many, X amount of dollars per week. And you can definitely save money that way, too, depending how much. I don't think it's too expensive. You have to figure out the cost of what you're going to spend at the grocery store versus that company. But I think a good one from the freezer, I like Lean Cuisine meals too. Or not Lean Cuisine. I forget. But you usually get, like, the frozen vegetables there too. Grocery store, that's really good. Let's move on to how to start meal planning. So that's, like, the hardest part, in my opinion. is actually getting started. So first you need to figure out what meals you can eat the most, like what's your favorite kind of healthy meals. Or if you want, you can definitely change it up like every day, but that's a lot of work, at least in my opinion. So like in my case, I like to have chicken. I like chicken all the time. So I make like a bunch of like 12 pieces of chicken, something like that. And then I come up and portion them for the week. How about you? What do you like to, what, when you did it, did you eat a lot of the same things or did you switch it up a lot?
Yeah, initially, I think the first thing that I thought of was, or now looking back, what I would tell someone is to kind of like think of what you eat the most right now. And if it's an unhealthy option, then kind of ask yourself if there's ways you can make it healthier so you can still have your favorite option. But now it's just in a healthier, modified version that you're still willing to eat it pretty often. So that's what I would tell someone to do first when they're starting off. Just think of your favorite dishes. Think if it's healthy or not. If it's not, then just modify it in ways that you can make it healthy. Like even pizza can be healthy if you like put the proper ingredients into it. So if pizza's your favorite thing, just make pizza healthy enough, put the right kind of ingredients in. You'll have a pretty healthy pizza that you could eat every day if you want. So
yeah, you definitely need to make it yourself, like a homemade pizza, like a large homemade pizza. It's definitely doable.
Yeah, so it all depends. Stuff. Like, it could literally be any dish for the most part. Some dishes, there's no way you can make. Like, if you're gonna, I don't think there's a way you can make French fries healthy to eat every day. But
no.
Like, other than cases like that, for the most part, any dish you could modify in a sense where it could be relatively healthy. So that's what I would start off with. But yeah, something I would probably eat a lot of was chicken was always the easiest. Fish was a second. And then maybe some days I treat myself to a steak. But for the most part, yeah, I stuck to a lot of chicken and fish and just kind of played around with my favorite dishes and then just stuck to those for a good while.
Yeah, chicken and rice and potatoes and vegetables or other greens, definitely they're all reliable. They're really, you get all your nutrition in there. It may get boring, but if you season it sometimes, change up the flavor, it'll be fun. There's plenty of seasonings to choose from. But it's tough. You got to stay away from the sauces, too. Like, sauces add a lot of sodium and other unwanted things to it. Make it a little unhealthy. So what is the best day to meal prep? I think I already talked about this, but it depends what day is the most free, I think. Like a Saturday or Sunday, or even maybe sometimes middle of the week.
Yeah. Or a method that I kind of, like a way I really haven't done before, but thinking about now that could help a lot of people, especially if you're getting into it. What I would say is maybe prep Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. You prep Monday through Friday, right? For Monday through Friday, and maybe you have the weekends. And then on the weekends, you could kind of like have your fresh foods. You could kind of still want to eat healthy as much as possible. But at least those are like your days off from meal prepping. So you're not eating the same food 7 days a week. So it's more of 5 days a week. And then on the weekend, you still want to make healthy choices, but you're going to give yourself a little more. Since you have, especially for most people, since they're off on the weekends, it gives them more time to cook different meals. They can cook on the spot. They can do whatever. They have more time during the day. So that's kind of like what I would like to tell people to start off with now, just because 7 days a week eating the same thing gets pretty redundant. So five is a little easier to start off, in my opinion. But yeah, any day that works best for them during the week is a pretty good place to start.
Yeah, it varies from person to person. I know a lot of people are still like they're working from home now, but it's up to you. You can still meal prep for the week, even though you're home. It's just less cooking, so you have more time for you. Like you can still cook however meals you need for the week and just keep them in the fridge and then warm up whenever. It just all depends. So if you don't mind cooking every day for yourself, go for it. It just all depends from person to person. It usually doesn't take too long to meal prep for the week. Like for the easiest meals, probably take like 2 hours. Maybe if you want to put more effort into it, probably 3 hours. It doesn't take that much time.
Yeah.
To meal prep for the week. Yeah, so it's good. It's hard to get started at first, at least it was for me. But once you get into it, it's a lot of fun and definitely saves a lot of time and money in the long run.
All right, what we got next here? All right, what are some of your favorite, specifically some of your favorite meals to prep, like some recipe ideas?
I like teriyaki chicken a lot with broccoli and fried rice. It's kind of that's my favorite thing to do. Or I got to be careful with the barbecue sauce because I love having barbecue chicken. Maybe sometimes here and there I'll have some, like a marinade of barbecue or honey sesame chicken's really good too. I think that's like the easiest seasonings for me, I guess. Maybe some or ground turkey too. Like having ground turkey, just like a mishmash of like eggs and ground turkey and rice and vegetables. It's like a conglomerate of stuff. I don't really make like a title for the meal. It's kind of just make it and it tastes good.
For the most part, a lot of people who do meal prep, a lot of the dishes have the same foundation. At the end of it, it's mainly just like the sauce you top it off with or the seasonings you added to it. But for the most part, I feel like a lot of people do the same. They get their carb, they get their protein, they grill or they fry the protein up. And then it's about how you kind of finish it up.
Yeah, a lot of people have. There's also plenty of vegetarian options too. Like if you cook like tofu, tofu's okay, but especially I like it better when you cook it with stuff. It's kind of bland if you have it plain, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's grown on me. It's pretty good if you cook it with different things, different spices and whatnot. It's a pretty good option for vegetarians. Of course, salad. I like having salads, too. It's a good one. Anything else you want to add?
I think we covered a lot of it. So, how long, on average, does it take you to meal prep for a whole week, would you say, just so people have an idea of how what to expect?
From cooking everything, usually have chicken. So, usually from chicken and the rice, maybe, or fried rice, I guess, cook fried rice with some eggs. Ooh. And I just cook frozen vegetables. It usually takes like around 2 hours. If I want to add a little more flavor to it, probably a little 2.5. I usually do that on a Sunday afternoon. That's when I have like the most time to chill and whatnot. How about you? Does it take that long or a little longer?
I wouldn't know. It probably takes me a good. So sometimes I'll throw it in the oven just so you can just do it in bulk. But they can dry out a little more easily in the oven. So
yeah,
it's not for everyone, but depends on how the amount of time you said, like you said. So if you have the time, then just take your time, 2-3 hours at most, one day out of the week. But if anything, if you need to like speed it up, you could do it within an hour and you'll be good to go for the week. While the protein's in the oven, you could be having your rice or potatoes. Cook them up and then have the veggies pretty fast. So I'd say an hour to 3 hours, depends on your cooking method. So I think we covered it all, Matt.
Yeah, I think you're right. But just remember, like when you first get started, it might take a little longer to get into a process. But once you get there, it won't take as long, especially when you don't need everything needs to be measured properly. You kind of like, you don't need to do that so meticulously anymore. It just takes a little bit, a little time and effort, but in the end, it's worth it, I think.
I think so. All right,
everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Quail Podcast about meal prepping, and stay safe, everyone.
See you, Matt.
See ya.